The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the Kisser Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzer365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Micha Cohen.
Simen Reish Dalet Emosai Maschila Ha'Avelus. The Simen talks about when the Avelus begins. As we've been learning until now, we know that from the time of death, there's a period called Aninos, where a person is supposed to be busy with the burial, and the period of mourning does not start yet. We're going to learn here about when exactly does that period start. Let's look at the Kitzer and Sif Aleph. Mishenik bar hames, v'nigmar astima sakever ba'ofer. When the deceased person is buried, and the burial is finished, meaning not just the minimal amount, but the full burial, miyad maschil avelos, right away, the period of mourning begins. And at that point, what should be done? V'chelet hamen alayim shama besak faras. The mourners should remove their shoes. V'imtzarach lelech lebesoy bein shchunas nachrim. If the person needs to go to their house and they live in a non-Jewish neighborhood and there was a concern that if they're going to see him walking without shoes, they're going to be made fun of or threatened, yochel l'nolam, then they're allowed to wear the shoes. Ela sheyitim b'mktas ofer, but one should put a little dirt in them. This is, comes up also, let's say the mourner has to drive, so it'll be difficult for them to wear their non-leather shoes when they drive, because they don't have the right footwear. So then this is what they could do. They could put a little bit of dirt in them as well to make it less comfortable. So basically the point is that if one is attending the funeral, then the avelus begins immediately after they're finished with the burial. Siv beis. Now if the cemetery is near the city, so now it's getting a little more complicated. The mourner did not go to the funeral. So what happens then? But he went to his house. Even if he's not actually attending the funeral, but if it's in the same city, so he could easily attend it, so he doesn't begin his avelas until they tell him that the burial has taken place. But, says the Kitzer, if it's near night and he wants that it should be counted that day, he wants this day to be counted from the 7th, if he thinks it's around the time, if he doesn't know for sure, he could start performing the acts of Avelus, meaning to say to take off his shoes. And then, if they tell him afterwards, you know, he was right, then so he could sort of play it by ear. In other words, he could start acting the way a novel acts, meaning to say to sit low and those types of things. And he could find out if he was correct, then, as if the person was buried already, so then they will count. And if not, vimhu erev harego. So then, once he already started the mourning process, so then, if immediately afterwards it comes Yontif, so then, since he already started, then it would be counted as 7 days. Now, the Sha'ar Mitzvah B'Halacha brings two important discussions over here, and one is that what happens if the person was buried during Bein HaShemashos, during an in-between time between day and night, after Shkia, after sunset, before three stars come out. So it seems that one could count that to be one of the 7 days, because we know that with the laws of Avelus, one goes according to the lenient opinion. And since it's a question whether it was day or night, so one could assume that it was day and consider that to be one of the 7 days. Another question that comes up is that what happens, let's say it's Erev Shabbos, and right after the funeral, they go straight to shul. They never sit down and start observing Avelus. So the Sha'ar Mitzvah B'Halacha brings many opinions that hold that since it's possible, since there wasn't enough time to sit down, even if they didn't do it, then then it'll count for one of the 7 days. Now, the problem is that it does seem that, as far as the halacha that we just learned now in the Kitzur, that in order for it to be counted as morning, that if it would be the day before Yontif, that the Yontif should be considered as 7 days, in order for that to work, then one seems to need to actually sit and show mourning, signs of mourning. It's not enough that they could have done it. Now, what they bring is that the Aruch HaShulchan wants to differentiate and say the following. This is a very important point, that if the question is just counting the day, so if there was ample time to demonstrate avelus, to sit low or do something, even if it wasn't done, then we could still count the day, if they had to go to shul or whatever it is. However, to say that avelus formally began, comes to be a yontif, that should be counted as 7 days, that we can't do. That you need a formal showing of avelus. So therefore, if a person wants that the yontif should count, then they need to actually sit low and do something before the yontif comes. However, if the question is just counting the Friday to be one of the 7 days, then even if they didn't actually sit, but they could have done something, then that may be enough. Now, in Siv Gimel, we get to a very important halacha, and we have to learn it carefully because it applies very often today when, say, a person is in one country and the relative is in a different country, and they're not planning to attend the funeral. When does their avail start? And there is a difference of opinion in Paiskim even today what to do about it. Now, let's see what the Kitzur has to tell us. Siv Gimel. So now, this is the olden days, right? So they want to bury this person in a different city, and they send off the person, and some of the mourners are going with the casket. But the family left at home does not know when the burial is going to take place. There's no cell phones, there's no telegraphs, there's no way of knowing. So what do they do? Right away, the people that are in the city, when they leave the funeral and they bid their farewell to the deceased, they start their shiva. And then they count from that point, even though it's before the burial, they count the seven days of shiva and the 30 days of avelus as well. Now, the people that go with the deceased, so they're still involved with the mace, they count from the time that the person is buried. Now, the question is today, when we have communication, so even though the person's not going to go with the deceased, but they can get a call, a text message, to tell them exactly when the person was buried. So in that situation, what should the relatives not attending the Leviat do? Should they not going to the actual burial, what should they do? Should they begin avelus right away? Or should they wait until they are notified that the burial happened? So there are some paiskim that are of the opinion that say since the whole reason for this halach is because it wasn't known, so therefore right away the avelus begins for them. So therefore today, since it's known, then they don't begin until they're notified of the kfura, of the burial, similar to the halacha, that if the avel's in the same city. So according to that, what would come out is, let's say that there was a funeral in America, and some of the relatives are going to Eretz Yisrael for the burial, some are not. The ones staying behind will wait and still be einanim until they're notified that the person passed away. I'm sorry, that the person was buried. However, Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal, and others don't understand it like that. And they are of the opinion that the point is that once the relatives are not participating anymore in the Levaya, in escorting the person to their final resting place, right, the avelus begins, and it doesn't make a difference the fact that they could be notified when it happens. And so according to this, then what happens is the relatives who are staying behind, they go home, and right away they begin the shiva, and the people in Eretz Yisrael, they would begin from the time of the actual burial. Now the Kitzur brings in a whole other issue in Hilchos Avelus, which is the concept of Gadol HaBayis. which means to say, if there's going to be a very important relative who basically we look at them as they're responsible for everything, then they could sort of skew the balance as far as how Shiva should be counted. This is what we're going to learn now. Some other opinion. That if the head of house, which many Paiskim learn is the one who's financially responsible for the family, which today, if everyone's married, everyone has their own finances, may not apply. As I gam hanasharim ainam minim elamishi cover, then the people who are left behind, they don't begin the shiva until the burial happens, because they sort of go after him. Masharim lefi ayman adas mosen nikvar, and then they sort of estimate when the person was buried. It's 3 days away to where they're going, so wait 3 days. Maschil mos abel, and then they begin the shiva. Vayam shebein atayim, and their halachas are, as mentioned before, in the laws of Aninos, that they sort of has this quasi-state where basically Avelis hasn't begun, but they have some restrictions as far as what they could do, but they can't. But actually, the formal Avelis doesn't start yet. And the Kitzin continues and says, "V'dafka l'churm alzinim basar gadol abayis." It's only as a stringency we go according to the gadol abayis. The gam hanasharim ainam minim elish mishi kaver. So it's gonna lengthen the amount of time that they're gonna be involved with the deceased person, because they're not gonna start sinning until later. But if the head of household is at home, haholchim imameis ainam nigrarim achrav. But those that go with the deceased, they don't start counting Shiva right away because they're still involved in the burial. Elamayin and Mishanikvar, but they count when the person is buried, and therefore they will end up having to sit Shiva longer than everybody else. Now let's continue with Sif Dal. Misha Tava B'mayim, a person who unfortunately drowned. Oisha Hargu Nachrim, or he was killed by non-Jews. Ve'eino Nimtzav L'Kavrei, and the body is not available to bury them. So therefore, we can't go according to burial. Kol zman shalayn esyayishu milavakshay, as long as they're still searching for the body, like chola leaninos for leavelus. Aninos does not begin because, unfortunately, there's no body to be involved with for leavelus. But avelus does not begin as well because avelus really and usually goes according to burial. Mutar mafil b'tashmish, and even married relations are permitted. Mishoshin esyayishu milavakshayid, but once they given up hope of finding the body, maschilus abel, so then the avelus begins. Ve'im la'achar yimei ha'evel nimtza v'hu v'lekfura. And now what happens if the body's found later, after they've counted the 7 days? Ein tzrichim l'nag avelus oid. They do not have to sit shiva again. Elashim hu ov v'yimei. But if it's apparent, then tzarech l'kroya, then they have to rent their garments. Now the Kitzur continues with an interesting problem, and that is umish nitzba b'mayim, one who drowned, v'yeshal isha, and has a wife. So then there's a different issue that is, do besides the laws of avelus, what about the laws of kedushin? Right, is this woman considered to be married or not, or is she a widow? Can she get remarried? And we get into the old issues of igunos, right? That a woman whose husband got lost, and we need to have a halachic process to ascertain that he passed away, and the fact that he drowned is not enough, because maybe he got saved, we don't know what happened to him. This is a person has a wife, and there's not sufficient reason to permit her to get to say that she's a widow. So then the problem is, if we're going to sit shiva, the people are going to assume that he's, for all halakhic standards, considered to be dead, and they would assume that the wife is going to be able to get remarried, and it's going to be confusing for people. So therefore, ain't I going to love avelus? So avelus should not be observed. And we can't even say kaddish for him, because again, if we're going to do this public display of that this person passed away, then people are going to assume that she could get remarried, and it's going to create a huge problem because she is not halachically permitted to marry until we have better evidence. Now, this is like a little bit of a double-edged sword, because on the other hand, most probably the person did die, and the person has a right that things should be done for their neshama. So addressing that, the Kitzur says, nonetheless, yishtadlu lasis nachas ruach l'neshama, they should do what they could to appease and give pleasure to the neshama, l'hispal l'frakam santeva, that the relative should daven for the amud. So therefore, that's not necessarily considered to be a sign of mourning. It's not kaddish, but it's also considered to be a pleasure for the neshama that one should lead the tefillas. For likrais haftara and to read the haftara, for lefarach b'zimun and to lead the benching, for litin tzedakah and to give tzedakah, for lomay and to learn, or at least to hire someone to learn mishnayos or something for the person's schus, for the person's memory. Now we're going to discuss a situation where a relative was in one place, and then he comes to the place where the rest of the family is sitting shiva. Sifhei, misha meislim karav, a person's relative passed away, v'huein en isham, and he's not there. He's not in the place where the person passed away. V'noi dalai b'makim asher isham, but he does know that the relative passed away. So, but let's say there's a delay of a couple of days. So then he begins a shiva then, which may be a few days later than the rest of the family. Now he goes, he hears his relative died, so he starts a shiva ready, but he travels to the family, and he comes there to be with other mourners. El Shar Havelim, he comes to other mourners, but they start earlier because they knew about it before, and it took him 3 days to get the message. We don't say that if they're ending on Tuesday and he's supposed to go till Thursday, that he should stop on Tuesday. What happens if they say, you know, the relative is sick, by the time he got there, he passed away. But as long as the mourners are not in the place where the person passed away, and not in the place of the burial, gam kein meinel atzim mishashanayda lai, then also he starts his own counting. The reason is because everyone's really doing their own thing, so therefore there's no concept that they should count one number. However, this is all leading up to Sivav. But if he did not know about it until he came to the mourners, which is in the place of the deceased, in the place of the burial, so there's a real kfiyas, there's a real official place where they're mourning together, as I imhu b'shas kvura b'makam karav, imhoya b'shas kvura b'makam karav, if he, at the time of burial, he was close enough, not more than amount of Esra Parsois, which is a day's travel, a new concept. That if he was not so far away, but he didn't know about it, and now he comes, so we say that it's like he already knew about it, and it's like he already started his Avelis. And even if he came on the seventh day before they got up from Shiva, Kivan Shaddai Noig Tas Avelis, since they're still observing some of the Avelis, Mayni Imam Shiva Shlaishim, he counts with them. Vidafka Kishagod Labayas Atzlam, but only if the heads of house are there, Shakul Nagalam Achrav, because then he goes after that person. But if there is no head of house there, then he counts his own counting. Also, he came from a faraway place. Even if there is a head of household, he counts his own counting. Now, there's a whole discussion. What does it mean, Mahalachim Echod? This distance, which is distance by foot. What about the question of the first to ask when they started with the trains, that one could travel much further by train? Today, by airplane, basically anywhere in the world, one could travel within a number of hours. So the Shaar Mesiyonim Be'alacha brings the whole discussion and brings a difference of opinion about the trains. Some are lenient to say that he could count according to where he's coming to and lose a couple of days. But airplanes, he's much more hesitant. However, the Nitik of Rio seems to say that in today's day and age, where for these types of distances, this is the accepted norm. It's not like some people do it by foot and some people do it by plane. This is the accepted norm. So then, it's so usual, so therefore it would be considered, and since it's a dispute, again, in the laws of Avelis, so one could be lenient. So according to this approach, basically what happens is that relatives coming in from a different country, and they're not going to be there for the funeral, but as long as they didn't start the Avelis until they get to where everyone's sitting Shiva, and even though we mentioned this concept of Gadol HaBayis, but it seems that if most of the mourners are sitting in one place, so that also he would go according to where the majority of the mourners would be sitting Shiva. The Kitzur continues to discuss some more details about this, and Sif Zayin is Eshu Moina Imanek Nimtsoim, this that he goes according to the rest of the relatives. Afil Hu Chayz LaBeisa, even if he comes there, he flies in from Europe from Israel to America to be with the other mourners, and now middle of Shiva, he's going back home, but still he goes according to their counting. Mikomakom Ani Imam. Once he starts with them, he finishes with them. Sif Ches. Mihu Nikra Gadol HaBayis. So we mentioned this halach of Gadol HaBayis. Who's considered Gadol HaBayis? Ze Asher Lefi Oimid. That's what, at least by speculation, Im Hayu Oiskim B'Izvan Ameis, if they would have been involved with the deceased, meaning even though it might not necessarily have been that way, Hayu Advam Nechtacham Al Piv, he would have the final word, Hayu Kulm Holchem Achar Tzasei, and he would have the Eitzah, right? This would be, say a father, perhaps, whose wife passed away, and all the children are sitting Shiva, so it would seem that since it would be go according to him, so then that would be considered to be Gadol HaBayis. Afilu Hu Katan B'Shanim, even if he's young, but again, if everyone goes according to him, Nikra Gadol HaBayis. Afilu Ani Yairish, and even if he's not necessarily going to inherit, Kegoin Shehamana B'Kan, V'hi Menaheges Es HaBayis, and even if he's not necessarily going to inherit, because the widow is here, and she's still in charge of running the finances, the case is that even if the one who's in charge is the widow, so even though she's not a Yairish, she doesn't inherit, but since she's the one running everything, he nikras Gadol HaBayis, she's called the Gadol HaBayis as well, ki a person who is living with his father-in-law and his wife passes away, then the father-in-law is the gadol, because again he's going to be calling the shots, so to speak. Sif Tes. The Kitzur here talks about what happens if the tzibur, if the community daven ma'ariv early and he finds out that his relative died, and do we say that it became like night for him already, that they cannot be counted? Or do we say, since it's technically day and he did not have a marv yet, he could count the day? Sif test. Misha shama shemes leimes. One who hears that a relative passed away, who kvar hispalu atzibur arvis, and the congregation already davened marv, so they showed in a certain extent that it's already night, vadayin hu yom, but it's still halachically day. Im hu adayin lo yispal arvis. If he himself did not daven marv, he does not go according to the community, and therefore he could count that day if he begins sitting Shiva then. But if he himself, then once he did his own showing that he's considering it to be night already, then it cannot be counted. Then the 7 and 30 day periods of mourning would be counted from the following day. This is only said as a stringency, and not as a leniency. Now, in general, we have these types of issues in halacha that, in certain respects, you can sort of bring on the next day by davening ma'ariv, because ma'ariv could be davened a little bit earlier. But with certain things, let's say with the mitzvah of Kriya Shema or Shabbos or other things like that, you can't end Shabbos early by davening ma'ariv. So it's sort of a balance that certain things we do say bring davening ma'ariv considers it to be night, and other things we don't. And that's what the Kitzur is saying over here, that it only helps as a stringency, not as a leniency. What does that mean? Shim shama b'yom shloishim la'achar shespal arvis. If you heard on the 30th day after yidavim ma'ariv, le'aminan shekvar hu laila v'havi l'shmur rechayk. So, as far as halacha l'shmur rechayk is concerned, that if a person hears that a relative passed away within 30 days, that they begin a whole shiva and shloishim, so what happens if he daven ma'ariv, and then he hears that the relative passed away, and he says, listen, it's considered day 31 because I already davened ma'ariv. So the kid says, no. Lo yamrina shekvar hu laila, we don't say that. Vavileishim urechaika, and it's a delayed notification. Lahakalov, to be lenient. Ela chashvinon l'liyayim, we go according to what it really is, and that's day. Vavileishim urechaika, and it's considered to be a close notification. V'yayim za'ayla Levimon of Shach, and obviously we can account this day, but he's going to have to keep another 6 days. Well, in Tefillin, Bishar Yamim. Now, what about putting on Tefillin? Im Shama. So the halacha is that the first day of mourning, one does not put on Tefillin. So how does that work? If the person Dav Marv already, do we say that? And do we say that, well, since it's technically day, the next morning he should put on Tefillin because he had a little bit of a day? Or do we say, since he Dav Marv, it's night, and therefore the following day is still the first day and is exempt from Tefillin? So says the kids, Yim Shama, Alachar Shespal Arvis, Vadayin Hu Yoyim. If he heard after he Dav Marv, and it's still day, Yenichim Lomacha B'loi Bracha, so then the next day, it's sort of a question, it's sort of a suffix, a doubt, whether or not he is obligated in Tefillin or not, because if Marv makes it night, then he should not be obligated in Tefillin. And if Marv, if we don't go according to his davening Marv, but what technically it is, then he should be obligated in Tefillin. So therefore, the kitzur says, Yenichu l'macha, he should wear the Tefillin, b'lai bracha, without a bracha, v'yichas oisem, and he should cover them in order not to confuse people. V'imhoya kein b'yom shloishim, and if this happened on the 30th day, from, I guess, the time of death, meniach lemachar tefillin, so then the next day he wears tefillin, umavarach aleihem imanav shach, and then he makes a brach on them, either way, because basically the idea was that it has to be within 30 days in order to begin the avelus, so therefore, it has to be the second day, because otherwise there wouldn't be avails at all. It would just be a din of shemua rechayka. A woman who heard that a relative passed away and the congregation daven ma'ariv ela shadayin hu yom, and it's still day technically. So what about her? How does that work? So im ein darka l'spal arvis, if she doesn't normally daven ma'ariv, so therefore her own status of night and day should be go according to the community. And if the community made it night, then it's night, and it would have the same status as a man who daven ma'ariv. Then she goes after the tzibur in the respects that we mentioned, and does not count of her. However, if she does normally daven ma'ariv, then just as a man doesn't go after the congregation in many respects because he has to, because he's planning to daven his own ma'ariv, so too she would not go according to the congregation as well. The final sif in this siman, b'shas hadever. If unfortunately there's a plague, rachman alitzlan, heaven forbid, noyegin shein misablim. The custom is we don't sit shiva, we don't mourn, maybe susa, because of fear, because if everyone's going to be sitting shiva, it's going to strike more fear in people's hearts, and the Chazal considered fear to be a important factor in risk, in being a sakana, and risk to life. Now, if everything calmed down on day 30, tzarchas abel oz, the one should sit shiva then. But if it didn't pass until after 30 days, or the yontif came in between, so that just sort of breaks it up, and one does not have to sit shiva for that. And that's a reason also, let's say, why we mentioned in the laws of Priya, let's say in a hospital where it would be depressing and for people to see people renting garments, that we don't do it. So a lot of these things, if it's going to cause people to be afraid and demoralize people, let's say maybe in an army or something like that, then we would not observe the laws of Shiva.